Welcome to The Parent Thing. Hi, I'm Taryn, your host, and I'm so excited you're here. This is the space where we uncover the incredible potential of childhood, parenting, and the power of neurosomatic intelligence. Whether you're a parent, teacher, caregiver, or someone who deeply impacts a child's life, this podcast is your guide to nurturing emotional resilience, fostering growth, and building meaningful connections. Together, we'll explore cutting-edge insights, practical tools, and heartfelt stories to empower you in shaping the next generation. Join me each week as we dive into strategies, science, and stories that inspire and transform. Let's reimagine what's possible for the children we care about and for ourselves. Now, let's begin this inspiring journey together. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Parent Thing, the podcast where we explore the beautiful, messy, and magical world of raising emotionally intelligent, resilient kids. I'm your host, Taryn, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful tools in parenting, co-regulation. Now, if you've ever wondered why your child melts down in the moment you're stressed, or why they calm down faster when you are calm, this episode is for you. We are going to unpack what co-regulation actually means, how it shapes your child's nervous system and emotional intelligence, and I'll walk you through practical ways you can use co-regulation every day, even when it feels chaotic. Because here's the truth, your calm nervous system is your child's greatest emotional anchor. So let's get into it. Let's start with a simple definition. Co-regulation is the process of sharing your calm, your safety, and your emotional stability with your child, especially when they can't find it within themselves. When your child is upset, their nervous system goes through a stress response. Their heart rate increases, their breathing gets shallow, and their body prepares for an F response. A fight, a flight, or a freeze. And here's where the magic of connection comes in. Your nervous system can actually help theirs regulate. Think of it like emotional Wi-Fi. Your state broadcasts to theirs. When you're grounded, breathing slowly and present, their body starts to mirror yours. You see this in adulthood too. So going to a funeral, you become saddened and forlorn, just like everybody else in the room. But when you go to a concert or a sports game, the electric energy energizes you. In both these examples, you are co-regulating with the people around you. So that's what co-regulation is. It's not just soothing words. It's nervous system to nervous system communication. This is something we all needed growing up, but many of us didn't get it. Not because our parents didn't love us, but because they just didn't have the tools. And now as adults, we're learning how to do what our nervous systems were meant to experience all along, safety and connection. Let's talk about brain science for a moment, because I'm sure you guys love understanding the why as much as I do. When a child is dysregulated, the amygdala, which essentially is the emotional alarm system, is firing off. They're in survival mode. Logic and reasoning, which is handled by the prefrontal cortex, are basically offline. It's like trying to get an appliance that isn't plugged in to work. This is why saying calm down works as well as yelling at an appliance to turn on. But when you're co-regulated through tone, through facial expression, through body language or physical presence, your calm sends a message of safety through the vagus nerve, which communicates directly between the brain and the body. Slow breathing, gentle eye contact, and soft voice tones actually activate your child's parasympathetic nervous system, their rest and digest mode. The opposite happens when you yell, but that is a whole episode on its own. So your calm literally becomes biological safety for them. That's why co-regulation is not spoiling a child, it's training their nervous system for emotional resilience. I want to take a quick look at the flip side and what happens when we don't co-regulate. When we respond to a child's distress with our own dysregulation, yelling, withdrawing, shutting down, or dismissing, their nervous system learns that emotional intensity equals disconnection. And over time, that creates children who either suppress their emotions to avoid conflict, me, or become overly reactive to get a connection. Neither leads to emotional safety. When we can't co-regulate, and trust me, we all have those moments, it's not about guilt, it's about awareness. Repair is powerful. Going back later to say, hey, I got really upset earlier. I'm sorry, that wasn't your fault. Can we try again together? That's co-regulation too. Repair teaches your child that love and safety can coexist with imperfection. All right, so let's make this practical. Here are some simple ways you can begin co-regulating with your child every day. No special tools needed. Number one, regulate yourself first. Think of an airplane safety brief. You put your oxygen mask on before helping the next person. Before you step into your child's storm, check your own body. How's your breath? Are your shoulders tense? Take one slow, deep breath. You can't co-regulate from a dysregulated state, and that's okay. Step back for 10 seconds if you need to. Number two, match, then guide. If your child is screaming, whispering, calm down, won't land. Start by matching their energy without matching their chaos. Say, you're really upset right now. I see that. Help them name the emotion that they're feeling instead of dismissing it. So saying, I see that you're upset, instead of saying, what are you upset for? Or whatever dismissive phrase we've all heard at one point. Once they feel seen, start slowing your speech and your body movements, and they'll follow your lead. Number three, use rhythm and movement. Gentle somatic movement like rocking, humming, slow walking, or swaying together helps reset the nervous system. Movement is nature's built-in regulator. Number four, if it's welcomed, use touch. A gentle hand on the back, a hug, or sitting close can bring instant grounding. Always check if your child wants touch in that moment. I can speak for myself personally, from when I was a kid up until now. When I am dysregulated, the worst thing you can do is touch me. So definitely check with your kiddo if touch is needed, if touch is welcome. Number five, narrate safety. Say things like, you're safe right now. I'm right here with you. We'll figure this out together. Your words matter, but your tone matters even more. One of the biggest lessons my stepmom taught me growing up is that it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that has stuck with me all these years. Number six, model regulation openly. When you feel overwhelmed, model self-regulation out loud. I'm feeling a little stressed. I'm going to take three deep breaths to help me calm down. That shows your child that emotions aren't scary, they're manageable, and every human experiences big, uncomfortable emotions. Number seven, create a co-regulation ritual. I think of the phrase that says, prevention is better than cure. I call this a fire drill. We all go through fire drills at school or work to teach us how to escape in a fire. Practice regulation tools in moments of calm so that it's not foreign to the brain in moments of chaos. I've created a free downloadable guide with some regulation tools that you and your kiddo can practice together. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or in my social media bios. These small practices build patterns of safety. Something I say so often is that you can't give your child nervous system safety if you don't yet feel it in your own body. And that's not a flaw, it's an invitation. Co-regulation begins with self-regulation, which starts with awareness. Notice what triggers you. Notice when your body tenses, your jaw tightens, or your heart races. That's your body's way of saying, I need safety too. As you begin to regulate yourself through breathwork, through grounding, or nervous system practices like the ones in the downloadable guide, your child starts to naturally follow your lead. Because the truth is, your calm becomes their template. This is why I integrate neurosomatic intelligence work into my parent coaching. Because when parents regulate their own nervous systems, children thrive. They become calmer, more confident, and more connected. Co-regulation isn't just about managing meltdowns. It's about raising emotionally intelligent, connected humans. Every time you co-regulate, you're wiring your child's brain for empathy, for resilience, and trust. You're saying you don't have to be perfect to be loved. You can have big feelings, and they'll stay with you through them. And that message, repeated hundreds upon hundreds of times, becomes the foundation for lifelong emotional health. So as you move through your week, I want you to remember this. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to bring your calm. Your presence is so powerful. Your nervous system is medicine. If today's episode spoke to you, please take a moment to follow The Parent Thing on your favorite podcast platform and share this episode with a friend or fellow parent who needs a reminder that they're not alone. And if you'd like to go deeper into learning how to regulate your own nervous system and support your child through their emotional ups and downs, please connect with me on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook at The Parent Thing. Or you can send me an email, taryn@theparentthing.com. Until next time, breathe, stay connected, and remember, your calm creates your child's calm.
Thank you for tuning into The Parent Thing. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, feedback,